B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn tiny stuff tests. We're going to start six lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Kibbutz, Gayosois, Tzedaka, Maisa, Paranus, Simon. This is a simon to remember some of the statements that are going to be given by Rabbi Yochanan. They are regarding these words. Let's see them inside Omar Rabbi Yochanan. The first statement is as follows. Godol yom hagashomim, great is the day that the rain comes down. Kiyom kibbutz goliyos, as the day that the exiles are going to be collected, so to speak. Everybody is going to come together back to Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, in Tehillim, Shuva Hashem es shaviseinu, Hashem is going to return all those of exile. Similar ka'afikim, like afikim, we'll soon see what that means. Banegev, in the dry places, in the deserts. Ve'ein afikim elo motor, afikim is referring to rain. Shenemar, as it says, in the Pasuk, Vayiro'u afike yom, and the afike yom, the channels, of the rains that are channeling water down to the sea, Yigolu Moistois Tevil, Begaras Hashem, Minishmas Ruach Apoy. So you see that the Afike Yom is consequent, is to do with the rain. So when it says in the Pasuk that Shuva Hashem es Shviseinu Ka'afikim Banegev, is saying that the day of when Hashem is going to bring us all back from the Golas is similar to the rain in the deserts. And that's the Ka'afikim Banegev. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, another statement from Rabbi Yochanan, Godol Yom HaGashomim, the day of the rain comes down is great. She'afilu Gayosis, even the legions, the groups of soldiers, Poiskois, they cease their movement. Boy, on that day, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Telomeho Rave, that when the rain comes down, her furrows will be saturated, Nachis Gedudel, and her legions will rest. Va'omer Rabbi Yochanan, another statement from Rabbi Yochanan, Ein hagashomim ne'etzorim, the rain is only withheld, elo b'shvil poiskei tzedakah, for those who pledge to give tzedakah, to give charity, barabim, in public, so to speak, to find favor in the eyes of the poor people, and to, so to speak, pride themselves. However, va'ein no'isnim, but they do not pay up. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Nesiim, clouds, v'ruach, and the winds, v'geshem, and rain oyin, they will not be. So Rashi explains there's two ways of reading this. Either nesiim veget ruach, there will be clouds and wind. However, vegeshem ayin, there will not be any rain. Or we could read it nesiim veruach vegeshem, the clouds, the wind, and the rain oyin will not be. Why? Because ish mishalil, because of the people who have praised themselves by pledging for charity, b'matas sheker, with a false gift, by promising to give a gift and then not paying up. V'omer b'yechanon, another statement from b'yechanon, ma'idach siv, it says in the Pasuk, aser to aser, which is a double term to make sure that one tithes what one needs to take ma'aser from the fruits, the vegetables, etc. The Pasuk says, Aser to Aser is called Tvuas Zarecho, Hayotze Asode, Shono Shono. What's this double term, Aser to Aser? Aser says, Rabbi Yochanan, you should take Meiser, Beshvil Shatis Asher, because that way you'll become rich. Ashkechei Rabbi Yochanan Liyanuka, Rabbi Yochanan met his nephew, the son of Rish Lakish. He was an orphan, Rish Lakish had already passed away. Liyanuka, this young child, the young son, the Rish Lakish of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was married to Rabbi Yochanan's sister. Omar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan said to this child, Emeli Psukecho, tell me what posuk you learnt. Omar Lei, so the child said to Rabbi Yochanan, Aser to Aser, we learnt this posuk, Aser to Aser. Omar Lei, the child asked Rabbi Yochanan, my Aser to Aser, what's this double term, Aser to Aser? Omar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan responded to the child, Aser, as we saw before, take Meiser, Bishvil Shetis Asher, in order that you will become rich. Omar Lei, Minolcha, the child asked Rabbi Yochanan, how do you know this to be true? That if you take Meiser, you'll become rich. Omar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said, Zil Nasi, go and test it. Omar Lei, the child said to Rabbi Yochanan, Umishori Linasuya Lakadish Baruch Hu, are you allowed to test Hashem? Voksiv, does it not say in the Pasuk, in the Chumash, Leitanasu es Hashem Aleikeichem, Kashen Nisisem B'maso. Do not test Hashem. Omar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said to the child, Hocha Omer Rabbi Yishia. My Rebbe Rabbi Yishia said as follows, Chutz Mizu, it's true that you're not allowed to test Hashem. There's one exception, and that is regarding Maisa. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk in Malachi, Haviu es kol ha-maiser, you should bring all the Maiser, El Beis Ha-Oitzer, to the storehouses, Vayihi teref bevesi, and then there'll be food in my home, says Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash, Uvechonuni no bezois, and you're allowed to test me in this. Omar Hashem Tzvokis, says Hashem, Im lo yeftach lochem, if I will not, consequent to your Maisa, open up for you, Esa rubois Hashemayim, the windows of the skies, Varikosi lochem brocha, and I'll pour down blessing to you, ad beli dai, without a limit. Now the Gemara is interjecting and asking, my ad beli dai, what does it mean that there'll be, that Hashem is going to pour down the blessing, ad beli dai? What's this word beli dai mean? Omromi barachom omarav, Atre Yivlu, the word Beli means Yivlu Sifsei Seichem, referring to the worn out lips, that your lips will be worn out Miloy Mardai from saying there's enough. There's going to be so much abundance that your lips won't even be able to continue saying that there's been enough. Continues the Gemara we were at before. Omar Le, the child said to Rabbi Yechanon, Ihavas Moti Hosam, had I reached this Pasuk that you just quoted to me, that you're allowed to test Hashem, Lehai Psuka, Lehavas Tzrichna Lecha, I wouldn't have needed you, Rabbi Yechanon, to explain to me what the word Aser. To Aser means, Ulehoishia Rabbach, nor would I have needed the what your Rebbe, Rabbi Hoishia, said, that from that you're allowed to test Hashem regarding Maisa. Continues the Gemara. Vesu Ashkechei Rabbi Yechanon LeYenuka. On another occasion, Rabbi Yechanon again met this young son, Rish Lakish of Rish Lakish. The Yosef was sitting with Omar and saying as follows, Iveles Odom, the foolishness of man, Tesalif Darkoi, perverts his ways because of the punishment that he's going to get for being foolish and doing Averis. Va'al Hashem Yizaf Liboi, and this foolish person, instead of realizing that he's responsible for the punishment he's getting, he's blaming Hashem. His heart is fretting against Hashem, as if complaining to Hashem, why did you give me this punishment? Yosef Rav Yechanan v'kom tamar. Rav Yechanan was sitting and wondering. Omar and he asked, Mi'ikam midi dechsiva bechsuva le'ermizi baraisa? Could it be there's something written in Nevi'im uksuvim that's not alluded to in the Chumash? Omar Leis, the young child, said to Rav Yechanan, Otu ha mi le'ermizi? I'll show you where this concept is alluded to in the Pasuk. The Chassivit says in the Chumash, Vayoymer el Echov, Hushav Kaspi, Vigam Hinei Bam Tachti, Vayetze Libom, their heart sank, Vayechrudu Ish el Ochiv, and they were afraid, the brothers of Yosef, Leimer, they said, Ma Zois Oso Lekim Lonu, why did Hashem do this to us? So what do we see from here? We see from here that, so to speak, they had really been punished for having sold Yosef. But instead of that, they were complaining, why is Hashem doing this to us? So this is alluding to what it says in the Pasuk, in Mishli, that a person, a foolish person who's getting punished for his foolish deeds, is blaming Hashem. Dal Einai, Rabbi Yechanon, he lifted up his eyebrows. Rabbi Yechanon had long eyebrows, the Gemara in Baba Kama tells us, and he will take a silver tongs and lift up his eyebrows to be able to look. So he lifted up his eyebrows v'chozabe to look at his nephew, the son of Rish Lakish. Asya Ime, the mother of this young child, the sister of Rabbi Yechanon, the wife of Rish Lakish, came and afikte and took him away. Omro le and said to the child, Tomi kamei, quickly come away from before Rabbi Yechanon, delo levid lecha, so that he shouldn't look at you, k'deovid lavich, in the way that he looked at your father, Rish Lakish, in Bab Metzia Daf Pei Daled Omed Aleph, where Rish Lakish just looked at, where Rabbi Yechanon looked at Rish Lakish, and ultimately that caused Rish Lakish to pass away, and his mother was afraid something similar would happen here, so the mother of this child quickly took the child away. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon, another statement from Rabbi Yechanon. Motor, rain comes down b'shvil yachid, even if just a single person needs rain, rain will come down for him. However, parnosa, prosperity, where there's going to be a general abundance for, you know, during the year, that is beyond what was decreed upon on Rosh Hashanah, b'shvil rabim, that's only in the merit of many, and if many need it. Motor b'shvil yachid, where do we see that the rain will fall even for an individual? Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Yiftach Hashem Lecho Esaitzara, Hashem will open up for you, one person, his storehouses, his good storehouses, Esaitzara, Atoiv, Esashemaim, Losses, Matar Artzacha, Beitoi, to give the rain of your land at the right time, etc. Parnosa Bishvil Rabim, where do we see that general prosperity is going to only come down in the merit and to fulfill the needs of many? Tachsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Hinani Mamtir Lochem, I'm going to rain down for you in plural, Lechem, bread, Min Hashemayim, Vyotza Om, etc. Asks the Gemara Meisvei. We are going to ask a question from a Braisa. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shloisha Parnosim Toivim Omdu LeYisrael. We're going to bring proof from here that prosperity is given in the merit of a single person. Because there were three leaders that were leading Klal Yisrael at the same time. And the only time where there were three leaders at the same time, they were Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen and Miriam HaNeviah. They were brothers and sisters, siblings. The Gimel Matonis Toivis and three wonderful gifts, Nitnul Al Yodom, were given to Klal Yisrael in their merit. The Eluhain, they were the well from which Klal Yisrael drank in the wilderness, the Onon and the clouds of glory that Ananiah covered that surrounded them and protected them in their 40 years of travel, Umon and the bread that fell from heaven, from which Klal Yisrael ate for 40 years. Be'er, the well was Bischus Miriam, was in the merit of Miriam HaNeviah. Amud Onon, the pillar of the cloud, Bischus Aaron, that was in the merit of Aaron HaKohen. Mon, the Mon that came down was Bischus Moshe, was in the merit of Moshe Rabbeinu. Meisa Miriam, when Miriam HaNeviah passed away, Nistalka Be'er, then this Be'er, this well, this rock from which water was pouring from, disappeared, and there was no longer water for Klal Yisrael. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayevoyu b'nei Yisrael kol ha'edo midbar tzin b'chodesh harishayin, in the month of Nisan, Vayeshevam b'kodesh v'tomos shom Miriam v'tikover shom, that it says that Miriam and Aviah passed away, uchsiv basri, and the next Pasuk it says, v'lohoyo mayim lo'edo, there was no water for the community to drink, v'yikoalu al Moshe v'al Aaron, they gathered around Moshe and Aaron, begging for water. The Chozra, and the water came back, Bischus Shneim, in the merit of the two remaining leaders, which was Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, as it says, V'dibartem el ha'sela, the two of you should speak to the rock, and the rock will give forth water once again. Meis Aaron, when Aaron HaKohen passed away, Nistalka Ananiah covered, the clouds of glory disappeared, Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, V'yishma Knani, the Knani, and that was Melech Arod, he was Yoshev HaNegev, he heard Kivo Yisrael Derech Asorim Vayilochem B'Yisrael Vayishb Mimenu Shevi. And he fought Klal Yisrael and he took captives from Klal Yisrael. Ma Shmua Shoma. What did this Kenanite hear? It says Vayishma Kenani, before coming to wage war with Klal Yisrael, he heard. Says the Gemara, Shoma Shemis Aaron, he heard that Aaron HaKohen had passed away, Menestalko Ananiah covered, and the protective clouds of glory had disappeared. Ukosovar, and he thought, Nitno Le'Roshus Lilochim B'Yisrael, I now have permission to wage war against Klal Yisrael. The Hainu Dechsev, that's what it says in the Pasuk. Vayir'u Kol Ha'edo Kigova Aaron, the entire community saw that Aaron had passed away, Vayivku es Aaron Shleishim Yoim, and they cried for Aaron 30 days, Kol Beis Yisrael. Omer, now the Gemara is interjecting the Braisa, Omer Bavo, Al Tikri Vayiru, don't read it just Vayiru, Kol Ha'edo Kigova Aaron, that the community, the nation, they saw that Aaron had passed away. Elo Vayeira'u, they were now being seen, they have now become visible, Kigova Aaron, because Aaron had passed away. And where do we see that the word ki means because? Kedorish Rish Lakish. When Rish Lakish said, Domer Rish Lakish, ki, the word ki, Meshamish Ba'arba Lashonis, is used with four tenses. Either I, which is if, or Dilma, perhaps, or Elo, which is but, or Daha, because. So over here it says, Vayir U Kola Eido, the Klal Yisrael became visible, ki Gova Aaron, because Aaron had passed away. And now that Aaron HaKohen had passed away and Miriam HaNevi had passed away, now the water and the clouds of glory that Ananiah covered came back in the merit of Moshe on his own. Meis Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, Nistal Kukulon, all three disappeared. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, V'achid Eshloishes Haroyim, I've removed the three leaders, the three shepherds, the three leaders, b'yerach echod, in a single month. Asks the Braisa, v'chi b'yerach echod mesu, did Moshe and Aaron and Miriam all pass away in the same month? V'alei Miriam mesu b'nissan, Miriam passed away in the month of Nissan. V'Aaron b'av and Aaron HaKohen passed away in the month of Av. U'Moshe b'Ador and Moshe Rabbeinu in the month of Ador. Elo says the Braisa, melamech and izbatlu gimel matonis toivis. What it means to tell us is that all three gifts disappeared. Shenitnu al yodom, that were given in merit of these three leaders, all three disappeared when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. V'nistalku kulon b'yerach echod. When Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in Ador, all three disappeared. So now the Gemara is saying, what am I bringing proof from this long braisa? Alma, we see Ashkechon Parnosa. We see that the Parnosa, referring to the mon that fell, Bishvil Yochid, was in the merit of a single individual, namely Moshe Rabbeinu. And before you said that the Parnosa will only come down in the merit of many. Answers the Gemara, Shani Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu is different. Kiven de l'rabim hu boya, since he was davening for the entire Klal Yisrael, Karabim Domi, he was regarded as many, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu is an exclusion, he is considered many. Continues the Gemara of Huna Bar Manoach, Verev Shmuel Bar Idi, Verev Chia Mivastanya, these three Chachomim Avashchicha Kamei de Rava. They used to come before Rava. Kinoch Navshei de Rava. When Rava passed away, Osula Kameder of Papa, they chose a different Rebbe, a different teacher of Papa. Kol Emes Dehava Omalu Shmaita, whenever of Papa was teaching them a teaching, V'lehava Mistabra Luhu, and there was something illogical to these Chachomim, Hava Meramzi Ahadodi, they would look at each other and signal to each other as if, oh, we don't agree with that. And Cholash Daite, this distressed of Papa, very much. Akru'uya Bechalmei. And Rav Papa then had a dream, and what did he see in the dream? In the dream he saw this pasuk that we've just been reading about. Va'achid es shloishes haroim. Hashem took away these three leaders, b'yerach echod, all at once, and it seemed to be a message that these three chachomim would actually pass away from the world because the way they were distressing Rav Papa. The next time that these three Talmidim took leave of Rav Papa, Omer Lui said to them, Leizlu Rabbonon, the Rabbonon should go Beshalmo with peace, and others say it should say Leshalmo, as if he was giving them a blessing that nothing should befall you, and that indeed what I dreamt about should not happen, and you should go in peace. And there's a discussion exactly how to understand this Gemara, but that's the basic reading here. Continues the Gemara of Simi Bar Ashi Avashchiach Kameid Rav Papa. Rav Simi was also used to come to Rav Papa. Have a Makshele Tuva and Rav Simi would challenge Rav Papa very much. Yom Echad, one day, Chazya, Rav Simi saw the Nofel Al Ape that Rav Papa, he's put his face down on his arms, and he was saying something, he was davening to Hashem. Shamei, Rav Simi had Rav Papa saying, the Omar, he was saying, Rachmona Litzlan, Hashem, you should save me, Mikisufa de Simi, from the humiliation that I'm going through from Simi. And Simi realized that Rav Papa was not appreciating his questions. Kobil Oleish Tikusa, from that point on, Rav Simi, well, he took upon himself to remain silent when Rav Papa was teaching, Vasule actually, and didn't ask him any more questions. Continues the Gemara. In the same way as we saw before from Rabbi Eichanon, that rain comes down even to benefit just a single individual, V'af Rish Lakish Savar, Rish Lakish also held Motor Bishvil Yochid, that rain comes down even for an individual. The Omer Rish Lakish, Minayin Lemotor Bishvil Yochid, from where do we know that rain comes down even for an individual? Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Sha'alu me Hashem, motor, request from Hashem, rain. Ba'eis malkoish, in the time where the final rains should be falling. Hashem oise, chazizim, Hashem will form clouds, umatar geshem, and downpours of rain, yitain lohem, will give to them, l'ish, to a man, esev basode, a grass or a plant in the field. Yochel, I may have thought, lakoil, that Hashem will only give rain when everybody needs it. Talmud leima le'ish. No, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem is going to give rain le'ish, even to a single person. Betanya, I le'ish, you're saying that it's going to come down even for an individual person. Yochei le'kol sodeisav, maybe that's only if all his fields need it. Talmud leima says, no, le'ish esev basode. that even if a single field, even if not all his fields need rain, just one field of a person needs rain, that field will get water. Yisode, maybe it's only if a whole field needs rain. Yochi l'chol asode, I may have thought it's only if the whole field needs rain. What happens if just one plant in the field needs rain? Talmud Leima says, le'ish esev basode, even just a grass, a single plant in the field will also be is enough reason for Hashem to send rain. Ki hodr of Daniel bar Katina, havale ahi ginsa. This Rav Daniel, he had a garden, a field. Kol yom hava ozel, every day he would go over Sairele and would examine the field, the garden. Omar, and he would say, ha mishra boyamaya, this row of plants needs water. Vaha mishra loy boyamaya, and this row doesn't need water. Vaosa mitra, and the rain came, vakomashka, and would water, kol hecha demibile, Maya, to all those places that needed water would get the rain. Now the Gemara is coming back to that pasuk that we saw that says, "Shalu me Hashem motor beis malkish Hashem oise chazizim." The question is, chazizim is in plural. We explained that chazizim means clouds, but what's the plural? May Hashem oise chazizim. Omer b'yisi barchina chanina melameid she. Called tzaddik, but tzaddik for every single tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oiseh lo chaziz b'fnei atzmei, Hashem, so to speak, makes a cloud of its on its own in order to send the rain to those, that person's fields. And now the Gemara is saying, my chazizim, so I know what the plural sense, what why it's in plural, but what's the word chazizim? What type of clouds are these chazizim? Omer Yehuda, Poyrchis is talking about flying clouds. We'll soon see. Omer b'yechanon, simen lemotor poyrchis, that the sign that there's going to be rain is when you see flying clouds. My poyrchis, what are these flying clouds? Omer of Papa explained, ivo klisha, when you see thin clouds, toisa underneath, ivo smichta, underneath the thick clouds, and the thin clouds are traveling faster than the thick ones above them, those are the flying clouds, and that's a sign that there's going to be rain. Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, nehila, when there's a fine rain, mekame mitra, before heavy rain, osi mitra, you can be sure that the heavy rains are going to persist. There's going to be a lot of rain. Bosor mitra, however, when the light rains, the thin rains, comes after the heavy rains, posik mitra, that's a sign that the rains are about to subside. Mikama mitra, when the thin rains are before the heavy rains, osi mitra, then the heavier rains are going to come after that and stay. Vesimonoch, and that's similar, it's a sign, it's what's that similar to? Mahulta, to a sieve, that first the very fine flour falls through the holes, and then the thicker chaff can also fall through. That's like the thin rain. First, the thin rain falls through, and then the thicker pieces. Debosa mitra, posik mitra. But when you have heavier rains, and then there's thin rains, that thin rain is a sign that the rains are going to stop. The simonoch, and a similar to that, is the charya de iza, is the dung of a goat. When a goat passes its dung, also it's first, it's very thick and heavier, and then when it gets much lighter and thinner, then one knows that the goat is going to stop passing the dung. Continues the Gemara, Ulla ikle le bovel. Ulla was visiting in Bovel, Chaza poirchois, and he saw those flying clouds. And Omalu, he said to the people, Panu moni, you should move away you should take all your utensils out from that need to be in the house, take them into the house, because there's dehashta osi mitra, because rain is about to fall. L'soif, what happened at the end? Loy osi mitra, the rain didn't fall. So it seems to be that the skies were lying. First the sky says, here we come, flying clouds, there's going to be rain, and then there's no rain. Omar, so he said, ki heicha de mashakre bavloi, in the same way as the Babylonians, they tend to lie, and it's the Gemara doesn't tell us exactly what the lies he's referring to, but hochim mashakre mitrayu, so too the rains, the clouds in Bovel are giving false signs. Continues the Gemara, Ula ikle le Bovel, Ula was visiting in Bovel, Choza meloy tzano de tamra, bezuzah, he saw that a whole basket full of dates that one can make honey from for just a zuz, that's very, very cheap. Omar, so he said to himself, meloy tzano de duvsha, a whole basket full of honey, bezuzah, as cheap as a zuz, which means nobody really has to work. There's ample food for such cheap price. You don't need to work hard to raise that sort of money. Nonetheless, there are those in Bavel who are not completely immersed in Torah learning. In the night, Ula had eaten from these dates, from this honey. He was afflicted with diarrhea. Omar, now he changed his perception on Bavel at all. He says, Mole tzano de sakinta. If it's so cheap, it seems that everybody is buying it, and it seems that they're all buying these knives, which means these dates and these honey, which is causing them to feel sick, to have diarrhea, bezuza, and they are so readily available. And obviously, you know, a lot of people are going to buy it because it's so cheap. So there must be a lot of people with digestive issues. Ubavloi oski berais, and nonetheless, they're finding time. There are those in Bavel who are learning Torah, and he saw that as a praise. Continues the Gemara Tanya. We learned in a braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kol ha'olam kuloi, the entire world, mimei ukainus u'shoisa. The rain which is watering the world, where's the rain come from? From the oceans. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, in Bereshis, ve'eid yale, and a vapor ascended, min ha'oretz, from the land, ve'hishkos kol p'nei adama, and it watered the face of the soil, that means the whole world. So you see here clearly that where did the waters come from? From the oceans. And it's just the vapor that rises and then turns into rain. Omale Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua argued and asked Rabbi Eliezer, V'haloi mei mei ukainis meluchim heim. The oceans are salty. And the rain's coming down, we can see they're not salty. And if they were salty, then the plantation wouldn't be able to grow from those rains. Omale. So Rabbi Eliezer answered Rabbi Yeshua, "Memaskin ba'ovin, they get sweetened in the clouds." And we're going to learn a source for that later. Rabbi Yeshua argued with Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, "Kol ha'olam kulo mimayim elyonim hushoisa." The truth is that rain is coming from the upper waters, not from the oceans. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, "Va'oret hasha'atem oivrim shama l'rishta oisa horim uvakois limtar hashamayim." From the rain of the heavens, of the skies, tishtemayim, you'll drink water. So you see that the rains are from the shamayim, not from the oceans. Elomani Mekayim asks the Gemara, how is Rabbi Yeshua going to read the pasuk ve'eid yale min ha'aretz v'hishka, that the clouds are a vapor that raise up from the oceans, from the land? Answers the Gemara that the pasuk is teaching us melamed cha'anonim misgabrim va'olim l'rakia. What it means is that the clouds, they themselves raise up to the sky. Upoischin p'em kanoid, and so to speak, the clouds themselves are not where the water's coming from. Indeed, they do raise up. It's not the vapor of the oceans which then turns into rain. No, clouds rise up to the height, and then they, so to speak, open their mouths like a noid, like this leather skin type of a flask that can hold water. Umekablin mei motor. And the clouds, so to speak, open up their mouths to receive the rainwater from the upper waters. And then the clouds will take that rain that they received from the upper waters and shower them down onto the world. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Ki yigora nitfei moyim yozoiku motor le'edoi. That the skies are going to pour rain le'edoi to the cloud. Umnukovis hein. And the clouds are perforated like a sieve. Uboys umacharshois mayim, and they come and they sprinkle water al gabikarka onto the land. Shenemer, as it says in another pasuk, in Shmuel, vayoshes choishech svivoisav sukois chashras mayim, a sieve of like water, oveish chokim, are the thickness of the clouds of the heavens. So you see, the clouds of the heavens are considered like a sieve, because indeed the water gets passed from the mayim elyonim to the clouds, and from the clouds it gets sprinkled onto the land. Ve'ein bein tipo l'tipo elokim loinimo, and even though there's a lot of water that comes down, but there's always going to be at least a hair's breadth between one drop and the next. L'lamdoch, to teach us, shegodel yeim hageshomim, that the day that the rain comes down is great, k'yom shenivru bo shemayim va'oretz, is great like when Hashem created the world. Where do we know that from? From the following pasuk. Shenemer, as it says in the pasuk, and we've already seen this early on daf beis, the pasuk says, oise gedoilus adin cheker, that Hashem, he performs great deeds which are beyond our comprehension. That's one pasuk in Iyov. And then Uchsiv, it says another pasuk, the next pasuk in Iyov, in connection to the Ein Cheker, to something beyond our comprehension. There's another pasuk, Hanoisein Motor al Pnei Oretz, that Hashem gives the rain onto the land, V'shaleach Maim al Pnei Chutzos. So you see that the rain is brought in context of Cheker, or Ein Cheker, be something beyond comprehension. Uchsiv La'alon, and it says elsewhere in the pasuk, Halo Yodato, you knew, Im Lo Shemato, if you didn't hear, Eloke Olam, Hashem Boirek Tzoyis Haaretz, Hashem created the corners of the world, Lo Yiyaf, Lo Yigo, it didn't tire him, it wasn't any toil for him, Ein Cheker Lisvunosoi, that it's beyond our comprehension, Hashem's wisdom. So you see that regarding creating the world, there's, again, we mentioned the word Cheker, like we mentioned the word Cheker regarding the rain. So you see here that in the same way as regarding creating the world, it says Ein Cheker, Litzvunosoi. There's no, it's beyond comprehension, Hashem's wisdom. And it mentions Ein Cheker regarding the rain. So you see that the day of the rain is similar to the day that Hashem created the world. Continues the Gemara commands. We saw here Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Where does rain originate from? According to Rabbi Eliezer, from the oceans. According to Rabbi Yeshua, from the upper waters. Asks the Gemara, Kaman Oz Lahadich Siv, the following posuk that says, Mashke Horim, that Hashem waters the mountains, Me'ali Yosav, from his upper chambers. V'omer Rabbi Yechanan explained that what does Me'ali Yosav mean? It doesn't mean that Hashem is overseeing the rain from above, but the rain is coming from down below, from the oceans. No, Rabbi Yechanan explained, like Rabbi Yeshua, Me'ali Yosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is bringing the rain down from the upper chambers of Hashem, which means from the upper waters, says the Gemara command, Rabbi Yeshua. Obviously, that's following Rabbi Yeshua. V'Beliezer, in the event that Rabbi Eliezer wants to understand Mashke Horim Me'ali Yosav like Rabbi Yochanan did, how would he understand that? Because Rabbi Eliezer said the rain comes from the oceans. Answers the Gemara, Kiven Desalki Lahasam, that once the clouds raise up, Mashke Me'al Yosav Korilu, because Rabbi Eliezer also agrees that the vapor rises before turning into rain. It rises from the oceans. Because it rises, it looks like it's coming from the upper chambers, even though the origin of the rain is from the oceans. If you're not going to say such a thing that we refer to the origin of something, not to its real source, but to where it's coming from, there's another pasuk that says in the Chumash, Yitein Hashem es matar artzucha, Hashem is going to give the rain of the land, he's going to make it avok v'ofor, dust and dirt, min hashamayim, yered olecho ad hishamdoch, heichumish kachas, how are you going to understand rain which is dust and earth and dirt? Rain is water, not dust. Elokivin demadli lahosam, since the dust and the earth and the dust and the dirt is going to be carried up, it's going to be carried to there, min hashamayim korilei, it's going to be called as if it's coming down from the sky. But of course it didn't originate from the sky. Hachanami, so too with the rains, says Rabbi Eliezer, kiven desol kilosam, since the cloud which originated from the ocean rose up to the heavens, me'al yosav korilei, we call it as if it originated from the skies, from the upper chambers, even though that wasn't the pure origins of the water. However, kontra Bishua, the origins were the waters, the upper waters. So the Kaman Ozla, now the Gemara asks, Kaman Ozla, how do Omar of Chanina? Rav Chanina explained the pasuk in Tehillim. Koineis kaneid Hashem assembles like a mound, mei hayom, the waters of the sea, noisein bo'itzoris, and he puts into his warehouses, tohoimos, the deep waters. And Rav Chanina explained, mi goram lo'itzoris, who causes the warehouses, she ismalu bar, that they should be full of grain, tohoimos. That's the waters, the deep waters. So you see clearly that the grains that grow from the rain, they are from the tohimos, from the deep waters. It must be Krebeliez, it must be like Krebeliez who says that the origins of the rain is the oceans, the deep waters. Rabbi Yeshua, how's Rabbi Yeshua going to explain this? He says that he learns differently. He learns that this pasuk is Bribriosi shel olam. It's not talking about when rain comes down. He says that koineis kaneid mehayom noisein boitzoris tohimois, he puts in his warehouses the deep waters is not talking about the grain in the warehouses consequent to the rain from the deep waters. No, it means that when Hashem first created the world, at first there was water flooding the whole universe, the whole globe, the whole world, the whole planet. And at some point Hashem said no. Hashem said that I want all the waters to be collected into the ocean, into the sea. And that's why it says that Koinis Kanid Me'ayom, that Hashem, he so to speak, turned all the seas into warehouses. The deep waters, they were the warehouses of all this, of all the waters. And that was talking about the when Hashem first created the world, and that's when the sand on the shores became the boundaries of the waters, and then land was separate and sea was separate, and that's how Rabbi Yeshua is learning that pasuk. And in Yirtzeh Hashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.